Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Each week, we are able to chat with somebody different from the Carbon School District. Joining me in the studios, Stacy Basinger from Wellington Elementary. How are you this morning, Stacy?
Great. It's snowy. It's exciting. It's just good to be here.
You know, I feel like it took forever to get here. It's here. I'm finally excited about it. It's a little late. I would have liked to have it for Christmas, but I'm not complaining. It's really nice. But with that comes a lot of really fun activities. You guys are jumpstarting all of the activities that you have going on in February. You've got a lot going on.
We do. I do have one little activity tomorrow, which is Thursday. Our school spelling bee is tomorrow, and it's optional for our fourth and fifth graders to participate in this. But I'm just sharing that we're having it because I want to give a shout out to the Kiwanis Club because they have donated some gift cards to our top three places, which makes the activity even that more exciting to get a gift card.
Oh, absolutely. When you're going to win something that all kids want, it's like, oh yeah, we're definitely going to get in on that spelling bee. Well, Stacy, lots of fun things going on over at Wellington Elementary. And it's hard to believe that we're already into 2018. We are on the downside slope of the school year already. I don't know how it happened.
Yeah, we blinked and all of a sudden it was Christmas. So yeah, it just means I think the beginning of the year is a busy time, but boy, it just gets busier as we get going down that downhill slide, like you said. A couple things that are coming up, just to make sure parents are planning ahead for some arrangements or adjustments in their schedule, is there is no school this coming Monday because of Martin Luther King Day, so hopefully Junior Day.
Right.
Also, in a few weeks, there is no school on Monday, February 5th. This is a legislative day, which is a day that is slated for teacher development and training. So the teachers come to school, but the students do not. And we want to make sure parents aren't surprised by that and they make those adjustments. But at Wellington, we do have several things coming up in the month of February. I want to make sure the community is aware. On Wednesday, February 7th, we're having a music show. This is going to be our grades 2 through 5, as well as our musical majors, which is our performing choir. And we hold these at Carbon High in their auditorium. We appreciate them letting us bombard their school that evening. But we get a good turnout to this. We bring family, friends, neighbors. It's about an hour, and it's just adorable. That starts at 6:30. Also, parents along the community, not just in Wellington, can start expecting to receive information about the SEP conferences. We call those student educator parent conferences. Each school has the liberty to set that date, those days, according to what works best for their school. Wellington's will be on February 13th and 14th. So those notices will start coming home in a few weeks so parents can plan, because we love for them to attend that. It's a great time to celebrate the progress that's happening, also address some of their questions, maybe concerns. So we're hoping parents will make sure they attend that. Another thing we have going on at Wellington is our school community council, which is a council of elected parents and a couple teachers. They have several roles, but one of the big roles they have is to set goals for the school and to determine how the budget from our school land trust funds are spent. One of the goals that they established is they wanted to host some parent nights where we could bring in some resources to help families help their kids. We had one in November, and it was all academic-based, reading and math for each grade level. We're having one on February 22nd, and we're not calling it a parent night. We're calling it community night because we're extending this invitation to anyone in the community. If you have kids, if you have a family, this is a night for you. We're calling it Focus on Family. We've reached out to some various agencies in the community, and we're bringing in those things that we feel are pressing needs across anyone that has children right now. For example, we're working with the Strengthening Families Organization, always a very great opportunity to have them come in. We're going to do some parenting strategies through Love and Logic, getting some information about that. We're having a technology class where it's going to focus on social media and how quickly that can become dangerous, as well as cyberbullying. We just feel like parents just don't have enough information on that. This topic came up and a lot of excitement came with that. Emergency planning with basically a focus of 72-hour kits. We have, just in the community of Wellington last year, we had a flood. Several people were without power, without just food. It was just a lot happened in that few days. And so we want to make sure that families know, if you can't get to the store for 72 hours, do you have what you need? What are the basics that you need for your kids? again, we're looking at it. Let's keep track of the kids and make sure they're comfortable. And then we're reaching out with the Children's Justice Center because they have so many resources for families. So it's going to be a big night, lots of information. We'll have dinner, we'll have activities for the kids, but it's a whole focus on families, and we're very excited about that. February 22nd, lots more information coming.
Absolutely, and that will be coming home with those students, as well as we will make sure to keep the community involved because, like Stacey mentioned, it's not just for Wellington students. It's for the entire community.
It is. If you have kids, even if you don't have kids, if you love kids and you love families, come on out.
Yeah, even if you just have a love for them, then do it. Come on over and check it out. Lots of really great information that will be had February 22nd, and it will be at the school.
At Wellington, correct.
Well, Stacey, there's a lot on the schedule that is coming up in the next little bit. Parents can always stay updated by calling the school, checking in with the school, but you guys will also be sending home information as well.
Absolutely. We do have a website through the school district website, as well as a school Facebook page. Try to keep that posted as up to date as we can. But yes, we're going to try and hit the community. Thank you for offering to help update that. We'll hit the newspapers, but we're really hoping for a lot of attendance because we know it's going to be valuable information.
Oh, it definitely will. And when it's things that kind of just affect people across the board, then you definitely need to make sure that you are in attendance. And like you mentioned, the scare that we had with the floods in the last couple of years, that's definitely one of those eye-opening situations where you're like, wow, I really need to be prepared because exactly. You never know what's going to happen.
Well, just even simply having a holiday and, you know, Christmas, stores were closed and some people were not prepared for that. You know, the gas stations are busier than ever on
right. That
day because they
last
needed
minute
something.
Things.
So it's just taking that moment to think ahead and what does my family need if I can't get out of my house or I can't get into a store.
Exactly. The most recent things coming up, don't forget, like Stacey mentioned, no school on Monday the 15th, as well as February the 5th. Both of those are Mondays.
Correct.
Which means Tuesday is going to be early
release.
Day.
Yeah, that
and it always throws me off.
Yep.
Every time. It's like, oh, wait. Ah! I need to get home. My child's going to be home in 2 minutes, and right. I'm not prepared for that. So don't be that last minute. Don't be me. Don't forget that your child's on their way home on those Tuesdays. Well, Stacey, as always, thanks so much for coming in and updating us on what is going on at Wellington Elementary.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That has been another Castle Country Focus Carbon School District update with Stacey Basinger from Wellington Elementary. For more on this interview or additional interviews, head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.